California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. We were in Arlington, Virginia recently to cover the fall meeting of the Biopesticide Industry Alliance, which helps promote crop protection using beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria to fight off the damaging ones. Rick Melnick is Global Brand and Communications Manager for Valent Biosciences, and for a long time the company is called Biopesticides by another name.
At Valent, in particular, we use the word biorational because we feel that it's more accurate. Some people don't like the word pesticide. We also are one of the leaders in the manufacture and distribution of plant growth regulators, which really promote plant health or slow plants down, speed them up, whatever their harvest management tools. And so those, they aren't pesticides in the way people think about pesticides. So we like the term biorationals better.
We asked Melnick how he thought about the use of biopesticides in agriculture.
Our message has always been that biopesticides have a place in a program. That's really what they're intended for, by and large. I mean, there are some standalone products out there, but really they're used in an integrated program to maximize the benefits to the grower. They can help conventional products in a number of ways. You mentioned late season applications, so they have typically low PHI, low REI, which helps the grower.
And if you didn't already know it, PHI is pre-harvest interval, and an REI is re-entry interval.
And in the early in the season, oftentimes if you're beneficial, maintaining beneficials is important to you. You can start off in the early season insecticides, for example, when the very first populations come. You can knock those out with the biologicals before the pressure gets really high, and then rotate in the middle of the season as a resistance management tool with your harsher chemistry. So, you know, PGR, as we mentioned. And there's biofungicides, there's a place for those products. And I think that you see more and more that growers understand that an integrated program is the best program. And more and more people are adopting these tools.
And Melnick speaks about Valent's Dipel, which is also a biological material made by fermentation of bacteria. And it's been around for nearly 50 years.
Right. Dipel is a Bacillus thuringiensis Kerstocki. It's the world's largest selling biological insecticide. It's been around. Early BTs came out in the 1950s. They were registered in the early 70s. So we're very proud of our BT products. We also have BT products in the public health. They're very important in mosquito control. They're getting a lot of press right now in the Zika control, and which is also important in the ag areas where you have irrigation. So they're fantastic products. The science is really fascinating, Patrick. I think the more that you learn about them, the more fascinating they become.
That's Rick Melnick with Valent Biosciences.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
More news at CaliforniaAgToday.com. This is California Ag Today.